ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். ஓம் சதா சிவ சமாரம்பாம் வ்யாஸ சங்கர மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பரியந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத் பாத சங்கரம் லோக சங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ர பாஷ்யகிருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனப்புனஃ. ஓம் ஈஸ்வரோ குருராத்மேதி மூர்த்தி பேத விபாகினே வ்யோமவத் வ்யாப்த தேஹாய தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே நமஃ. ஓம் சஹனாவவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹ வீர்யங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஓம் பத்ரம் கண்ணே பஸ்ருணுயாம தேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஶ்யேமாக்ஷபர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுவாகும்ஸஸ்தனுபிஹ வ்யஷேம தேவஹிதையதாயுஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்திரோ விருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஃ பூஷா விஸ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ப்ரஜ்ஞானாம் சுப்ரதானை ஸ்திரச்சரநிகர வ்யாபிபர்வ்யாப்ய லோகான் ப்ரதானை ஸ்திரச்சரநிகர வ்யாபிபர்வ்யாப்ய லோகான் புக்த்வா போகான் ஸ்தவிஷ்டான் புனரபி திஷணோத்பாசிதான் காமஜன்யான் திஷணோத்பாசிதான் காமஜன்யான் பீத்வா சர்வான் விசேஷான் ஸ்வபிதி மதுரபுங் மாயயா போஜயன்னஹ போஜயன்னஹ மாயா சங்க்யாதுரியம் சங்க்யாதுரியம் பரமம்ருதமஜம் அம்ருதமஜம் ப்ரஹ்மயத்தன்னதோஸ்மி யத்தன்னதோஸ்மி யோ விஸ்வாத்மா விதிஜ விஷயான் ப்ராஶ்ய போகான் ஸ்தவிஷ்டான் விஷ்டான் பச்சாச்சான்யான் சான்யான் ஸ்வமதி விபவான் மதி விபவான் ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् ज्योतिषास्वेन सूक्ष्मान् सर्वानेतान् सर्वानेतान् पुनरपिशनै स्वात्मनिस्थापयित्वा हित्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् विगतगुणगणः पात्वसौ नस्तुरीयः विगतगुणगणः असौ तुरीयः नः पातु। In his 14th Karika, Gaudapada Acharya makes it very clear. The duality accepted in the Karma Upasana Kandas, as it is something already known to all the human beings naturally because of ignorance, prescribes rituals and meditations in the Shastram. So Gaudapada Acharya, the duality present in the Karma Upasana Kandas is only gaunam. It is not real. It is only temporarily accepted. But actually, the aim of the entire Veda Shastram is to help us understand the oneness of the reality. What is mukhyam? What is the ultimate aim of the Veda Shastram? The ultimate aim of the Veda Shastram is to help us understand, ascertain the oneness of the reality. Even though duality is discussed, presented, accepted in the Karma Upasana Kandas, it is only gaunam. It is not actually real. In the very beginning itself, Veda Shastram does not say that duality is not real, nor does it say it is real. Without saying whether the duality is real or not real, simply accepting our understanding of duality, Veda Shastram prescribes that he states in his Karika, and the Shankara Bhagavatpada further explained in his commentary also, stating Jivatmanoho Pratattvam Yatra Kochidvake Gamyamanam Tad Gaunam. Duality is gaunam. It is not real. That he explained again in his commentary also, the same fact. We understood. Now, for the 15th Karika, in the 15th Karika also, Gaudapada Acharya is going to make it very clear. And there he is going to show that there are many statements in the Shruti pertaining to the creation. Statements in the Veda Shastram, Vedic statements pertaining to creation, are said to be Utpatti Shrutihi, Utpatti Shrutayaha. The word Utpatti Shrutihi, Utpatti Shrutihi means what? Any Vedic statement related to, connected to, pertaining to, are discussing the topic of creation is said to be Utpatti Shrutihi. There are many Utpatti Shrutayaha in different Upanishads. Except Kena Upanishad, in all the Upanishads, the Srishti Prakriya is presented for methodology. The method of analysis of the creation is used. It is also known as Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya. We all know very well. Still, I want to remind you here. Okay. Using that method of unfoldment, Upanishad's aim is only to prove, to establish the oneness of the reality. Talking about creation is not for establishing creation. It's only for proving the oneness of the reality. Therefore, here Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this Karika, 15th Karika. As I read out in page number 417. Let us see here. If at all there is a Purva Pakshi who has this doubt, assuming his doubt, in order to remove his doubt, in order to refute his objection, Gaudapada Acharya is going to give his teaching in the 15th Karika. What is the doubt, possible doubt? Nanu yadi utpattehe prak ajam sarvam ekameva advitiyam tathapi utpattehe urdhum idam sarvam jatam jivaha cha bhinnaha iti. In spite of explaining in the previous Karika, in all the commentaries, still it is possible for one to have this doubt. What is the doubt? Before the creation, everything remained as one. There was only one reality. Utpattehe prak, there's only one reality, the unborn, uncaused, ekameva advitiyam, one and the only secondless unborn reality existed. But tathapi, even though there's only one secondless unborn reality before the creation, tathapi, even then, utpattehe urdhvam, after the creation, idam sarvam jatam, this world of plurality has come into existence. So jivaha cha bhinnaha, the jivas are also many. Why can't we take it that way? This Purva Pakshi is not still able to accept the oneness of the reality. Still he wants to accept this plurality of jivas to be real. Still he wants this universe of countless number of beings to be real. The plurality of beings, plurality of jivas, the jagat, everything is real. Real only. Why it is real? Because we're experiencing. Maybe before the creation, there's only one Brahma, only one reality, which was unborn, secondless, non-dual. Utpattehe prak ajam advitiyam ekam. Utpattehe urdvam idam sarvam jatam. And also bhinnaha cha jivaha. All, there is plurality of jivas. Different, countless number of jivas. Is it okay to say? Ma evam. May you not think so. Not. He says, anya arthatvat utpatti shruti nam. Shankara says, a command, just because in the Upanishads the creation is discussed, the topic of creation is presented and discussed, don't think there is real creation. Utpatti shruti nam anya arthatvam asti. All these statements of various Upanishads pertinent to creation have completely different meaning. The different purpose. What were the different purpose for the different meaning? All these shrutis, all these Vedic statements pertinent to creation are presented and creation is analyzed only to establish the non-duality of the reality, oneness of the reality. How? Through, by showing the non-separateness of the reality from the world. And he says, this is not something new, you're still having this doubt. Purvamapi parikritaha eva ayam doshaha. This error has been already corrected. This defect has already been clarified. This doubt has already been clarified. How it was clarified? Swapnavat atmamaya visarjitaha sanghataha. It was already clarified. This doubt was clarified that there's no real creation. All these body, mind, sense complexes, all these countless number of forms, names and functions which constitute this universe, which is experienced in the waking state, are all what? Only projections of the Maya Shakti, the knowing power of, unmanifest knowing power of the Atma. So it is like the dream. How it is available for experience. Yes, dream also is available for experience. Just because you're experiencing the dream, you do not take the dream as real. In the same way, this is also available for experience. So experience, being available for experience should not be taken as the criterion for it to take it to be real. Okay? Of course, it's experienceable. It also, it serves the purpose, it is useful, still it is not real. Okay. And also, ghatakasha utpatti bedadivat jivanam utpatti bedadihi. See, creation and a difference of the jivas, creation of jivas, difference between the jivas, all these are like what? The creation and difference of the spaces enclosed by various parts, etc. Part, like part spaces. Ghatakasha utpatti bedadivat. Just as the origination and differences of part spaces are not real, in the same way, the origination, the birth, or the differences of the jivas also is not real. It is as though. This has been already explained. Itaha eva utpatti bedadi. Okay, having clarified, now Shankaracharya says, itaha means itaha means actually because of this, from here itself, means ataha. Itaha means ataha. Therefore, utpatti bedadi shrutibhyaha akrishya iha punaha utpatti shruti nam aidambarya pratipipadeshaya upanyasaha. Now Shankaracharya says, because such doubts are still there on the part of some people, now here in the Gaudapacharya, what is going to do in the 15th karika? He says, utpatti bedadi shrutibhyaha, from the Vedic statements, Upanishadic statements, which discuss the topic of creation, difference, etc., from them, having taken few, akrishya, having picked up few examples, again Gaudapadacharya, with the desire to exhibit, with the desire to show the tatparyam, aidam pariyam, tatparyam of the shastram, Atparam of the Veda. Being the oneness of the reality, he presents the following karika. Understand now? The following, there is a presentation of the following karika specifically for showing the aidamparyam, tatparyam of the shastram being the oneness of the, being showing the oneness of the reality. Is it clear? Okay. So here, in all, of course, Upanishads, in different Upanishads, the Srishti is discussed. Wherever Srishti is discussed, definitely Srishti is not accepted as real. It is negated as mithya. The idea is how the cause is non-separate from the effect. There is no such a thing called effect at all, which can exist independently without the cause. Just to show this aspect here, the Srishti is discussed. So Brahman is presented as the cause, just to show that Brahman is non-separate from the universe. I mean, the universe doesn't exist independent of the Brahman. Therefore, the universe is not real. Therefore, there is no universe other than Brahma. This is what is the aim of the Utpatti Shrutis, the Shruti statements discussing the creation. Therefore, I've got different examples also given. Suppose in Chandogya Upanishad, of course, these examples are given. Suppose mrit, clay example is given. How from the clay products are made, and how from metal and iron, the iron products are made, and also from gold, ornaments are made. Many different examples are given in different Upanishads, especially in Chandogya. So he picks up those few and he presents them here. Even the examples are given, and through these examples, what Shruti wants us to understand is not the plurality of the jivas, not the duality, not this universe being real. Shastram wants us to understand the non-duality of the reality, oneness of the reality. So again he remains. So here, Srila Prabhupada makes us understand there is also no defect of repetition. In Vedanta Shastram, when what is already taught is repeatedly taught. This repeatedly teaching is called, in fact, what is said once is repeated, it is said to be an error. It's error of repetition. Punarukti doshaha. So punarukti doshaha is not there in Vedanta Shastram, because what is taught being very subtle to drive home the teaching, repetition is not considered to be error. So he also shows that, and Gaudapada Acharya repeats. He repeats here the teaching. Punarukti doshaha. Punarukti doshaha. Punarukti means repeated utterance. Doshaha defect. Punarukti doshaha means the error of repetition. There's no error of repetition in Vedanta Shastram. If what is said already is repeated, that also is brought to light here. Okay. Let us remember this very quickly. We'll remember. Of course, you all know very well, thoroughly, this Adhyarupa Apavada Prakriya. When Upanishads present the topic of Srishti creation, they follow this teaching methodology known as Adhyarupa Apavada Prakriya, which itself is known as Srishti Prakriya or Karyakarana Prakriya. So here, taking a pot as an example, showing it, okay, here is a pot. What is this pot? The pot is a product of clay. It is made of clay. Clay pot is product of clay pot. Once you see the clay pot, then we say that two words, we use the term clay, we use the term pot. If we use two words, and what is the substance here? Whether clay or the pot. And we take the clay as meaning of the word clay, afterwards, there's no meaning of the word pot. Minus clay, the word pot becomes non-substantial word. So the word part implies only the form. The form is non-substantial. Word is non-substantial. Even it doesn't have any function also. So nama rupa karma, the purpose served by the part also is mithya. Form is mithya, name is mithya, because it is non-substantial. It has no independent existence. Therefore, with reference to clay part, clay alone is in the form of pot. When you say this a pot is the product of clay, we are superimposing the effect status to the pot. Then from the standpoint of pot, then we superimpose the causal status to the clay. It's called adhyaropaha. And look at clay as a cause, pot as an effect. Then further, when we analyze, take this pot and we analyze, what is this pot? Okay, on analysis, we come to know there's only one substance called clay, which is the meaning of the word clay, and there's no meaning of the word pot. Pot has, there's no substance called pot. As the meaning of the word means what? There's a form which is the meaning of the word, which is non-substantial. It's a form, name and function. Pot is a non-substantial form, name and function. We cannot say clay pot is other than clay. Because if pot has no independent existence of its own without a clay, so it cannot be looked upon as something other than the clay also. We have to say this form, name and function is nothing but an appearance of the clay. We understand there is no effect called pot. Therefore, you have to reduce water. There is no effect. Pot is not an effect. Pot is just an appearance of the clay. When you say the whole pot is clay, then you have to withdraw the causal status attributed to the pot also, which is said to be apavadaha. This negation of causal status attributed to the pot, negation of the effect status attributed to the causal status attributed to the clay also is withdrawn, and effect status attributed to the pot also is withdrawn, thereby There's no cause, there's no effect. What is there? There's only clay in the form of a pot. In the same way, we look at this Brahmatma, this absolute reality, abstract truth, Brahmatma also. Upanishads present it as a cause, karanam. Then we say the whole jagat is karyam. It's called superimposition of causal status to Brahman, effect status to the universe. When you say universe, the world of duality involving jivas and the beings, all other beings. The jagat means it consists of both individuals and the total, isn't it? The whole cosmos. Then we say, Brahman is the substance. Okay, Brahman is the substance. That's why the word Brahma, there's a substance. Once you take the Brahman cognitively, the word Jagat is what? The universe of countless number of forms, names and functions. The world of plurality, multiplicity, duality. This world is non-substantial form, name and function. And other than Brahma, the world doesn't exist independently. Therefore, we have to say the entirety of this world of plurality is nothing but appearance of Brahma. Otherwise, you can say it's manifestation of Brahma. there is no such a thing called jagat which exists independently. Therefore, jagat is non-separate and Brahman is non-separate from the universe. Jagat is not independent of the Brahman. The universe is not independent of Brahman. Brahman is non-separate from jagat. Therefore, the entirety of the cosmos is nothing but Brahma, appearance of Brahma. There is neither cause nor is effect. Brahman is not the cause. Universe is not the effect. The whole universe is appearance of Brahma. What is there is only Brahma. Very brief, I want to mention here. This is how, this is the prakriya which is adopted there. Whenever Shruti, any Upanishad, the Srishti is discussed. Even though the way the Srishti presented may be different, still this is the idea behind presenting the Srishti. Therefore he says, here also, let us see the Karika here. Mrilloha vispulingadyaihi. Mrilloha vispulingadyaihi. Srishtirya choditan yatham. Srishtirya choditan yatham. Upayasovataraya. Upayasovataraya. Nasti bhedah kathanchana. Nasti bhedah kathanchana. Mrilloha vispulingadyaihi. Mrilloha vispulingadyaihi. Srishtirya choditan yatha. Srishtirya choditan yatha. Upayasovataraya. Nasti bhedah kathanchana. Okay. Mrilloha vispulingadyaihi. If you take mril, if you break it, mrit. Mrilloha, you have to break it, mrit. Clay, lohaha, metal, vispulinga, vispulinga means spark, okay, mrit, loha, vispulinga, dehi. Through these illustrations, through these various illustrations such as these, mrit, loha, vispulinga, clay, metal, sparks, etc. Ya srishtihi chodita, the creation which was presented variously, anyatha, anyatha means differently, okay? The creation has been presented, discussed through various examples like this, differently. Okay, it means what? From giving the example of clay, say how all various earthen wares, the clay products are made out of clay. That's loha, metal. Taking the iron, how so many iron things are made out of iron. And vispulingaha, how countless number of sparks emerge from on a huge conflagration of fire. Like this, different examples are given. Clay is given as the cause, and the earthenwares are the effects. Similarly, we say a conflagration of fire is the cause and sparks are the effects. And metal is the cause. Loha means metal, also iron. And the iron, the metal products are, the metal products are the effects. Like this, there are causes and the effects. how effects are made out of the cause. So also, this, the whole entirety of the cosmos has come into existence from Brahman. Therefore, what the universe is the effect, Brahman is the cause. This is how Upanishads present. But still, by presenting Brahman as the cause and the universe as the effect, through these examples also, Upanishad actually uses this presenting Brahman as the cause and effect, showing the universe as the effect as a method, upayaha. It's only upayaha means it's a method. So presents this creation as a method, upayaha. Method for what? Avataraya. Saha upayaha, that method of presenting Brahman as the cause, universe as the effect is a method avataraya, for the comprehension. Okay, avataraya means for the purpose of, for comprehending, for the comprehension of the fact. Understanding of the fact of Brahman being non-separate from the universe, thereby understanding the fact of oneness of reality. Avataraya, only for comprehension. Kathanchana bhedaha nasti. Kathanchana bhedaha nasti. There is no difference whatsoever. There is no difference at all. This is the literal meaning. Okay. Srishti ya srishtihi. That creation, mrilloha vispulinga dehi chodita, cha udita, which is anyata udita, which has been discussed, udita means mentioned, discussed differently through the examples, illustrations of earth, gold, sparks, etc. You can say gold or any metal also. Okay, any metal, for the metal, etc. is only upayaha, saha upayaha. It's only a method used by the Upanishads for arriving at the fact of oneness of reality. Avataraya. Bedaha nasti kathanchana. There is no difference whatsoever. Exists. There's no difference at all. There's no difference at all means what? Difference can be there only if there is more than one thing. What is, there's only reality. Second thing is not there. How can we talk about the difference? There's no difference possible here. There's no difference at all. This is the literal meaning of the Karika. So, he makes it very clear. Just because Upanishads uniformly in different ways discuss the topic of creation, we should not mistake the creation to be real. It is only a method used by the Upanishads to help us understand the oneness of the reality. So that's what he says. It means there's no duality, there's no plurality, there's no difference at all. Let us see the Bhashyam now. Mrilloka vispulingadi drishtanta upanyasaihi. Mrilloka vispulingadi. See, in Sanskritam, in the Bhashyam, the very first line, in the place of ha, they put, the print has become ka. You can make it ha. Okay. Mrilloha vispulingadi drishtanta upanyasaihi. So, through all these examples mentioned, such as clay or metal or gold, and also sparks, etc. Ya srishtihi cha udita. Whatever the creation is presented in various different Upanishads. Udita means prakashita, revealed. Anyatha, anyatha. Anyatha, anyatha means what? Differently. See, the srishti discussed in the srishti, the way the srishti is presented in Taittiriya is different from the srishti presented in Mundaka Upanishad. Srishti presented in Chandogya is different from the srishti presented in other Upanishads. Then even though the srishti creation is discussed, presented, the creation of the universe is presented differently in different Upanishads. Which means what? There's no real creation. Creation is just mentioned just to show Brahman as the cause. Brahman is shown as the cause to show how Brahman is non-separate from the universe. By showing the Brahman being non-separate from universe, Upanishad wants to show the universe has no independent existence. By showing that, Upanishad wants to show ultimately what is there is only Brahma. This is the order. Is it clear? Very simple. So, anyatha, anyatha, differently presented. Saha sarvaha srishti prakaraha. Okay. That srishti prakaraha, the method of analyzing, presenting the creation, discussion of creation, jiva paramatma ekatva buddhi avataraya. Very, what is avatara? Avatara means what? For the comprehension of what? For understanding of what? He says, jiva paramatma ekatva buddhi avataraya. Jiva paramatma ekatva buddhi avataraya. Only for the comprehension of the fact of the oneness of the individual and the total. Jivatma and Paramatma. So, sarvaha srishti prakaraha means all those, now the discussions on creation discussed in, presented in all the Upanishads also, is specifically for driving home this one fact. Well, one fact here, Jivatma Paramatma ekatva buddhi avatara, buddhi avataraya, for comprehension of the fact of the oneness of the Jivatma and Paramatma. And who have to, for our understanding, asmakam, he says, for asmakam avataraya, here upayaha, this is only a method. What is used as a method should not be mistaken to be real. It's only a method. Asmakam avatar, buddhi avataraya, jivatma paramatma ekatva buddhi avataraya, asmakam avataraya upayaha. It's for our comprehension of the oneness, comprehension of the fact of the oneness of the reality, this is used as a method. Okay. Yatha prana samvade. Now he gives an example. This I have to stop and tell you here. Okay. See what certain teachings, certain discussions in the Upanishads should be understood correctly. And he gives another example. See, in different Upanishads, there is a dialogue happening between subtle aspects. இஸ்கட் பிராண சம்பாதக, பிராண விஷய சம்பாதக, பிராண சம்பாதக தி டயலாக். சோ இட் மீன்ஸ் டிஃபரண்ட் உபநிஷத்ஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட்லி இட் இஸ் பிரசன்டெட். தி ஐடியா இஸ் தேர் ஆர் சட்டில் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் விச் இன்வால்வ் த பிசிக்கல் பாடி. தேர் ஆர் பஞ்ச பிராணாக, பிசியாலஜிக்கல் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ், கர்மேந்திரியாணி, ஞானேந்திரியாணி, மனஹா, புத்தி, சித்தமாங்கார், ஆல் சட்டில் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் விச் இன்வால்வ் த பிசிக்கல் பாடி. ஆஃப் ஆல் தி சட்டில் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ், ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் ஆர் ஈக்குவலி மெட்டீரியல் ப்ராடக்ட்ஸ். ஸோ தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் லைஃப் ஆஃப் தேர் ஓன், தே டோ கான்சியன்சி ஆஃப் தேர் ஓன், கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஆஃப் தேர் ஓன், தே டு நாட் ஹாவ் சென்சியன்சி ஆஃப் தேர் ஓன், ஸ்டில் தேர் ஆல் ஃபங்க்ஷனல், தேர் ஆல் ஹியர். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த கான்சியஸ் சட்டில் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் த கிராஸ் பாடி பிகம்ஸ் லைவ், கிராஸ் பாடி பிகம்ஸ் கான்சியஸ் அண்ட் சென்டில் சென்ஷன், கிராஸ் பாடி பிகம்ஸ் லைவ் பாடி. த க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் அண்ட் இட் சீம்ஸ் ஓகே ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் ஆர் மெட்டீரியல் இன் இட், ஹவு கேன் தே ஸ்பீக், பட் தே கேனாட் ஸ்பீக் ஓகே. பட் இட் சீம்ஸ் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் டிஸ்கஸ் சிட் டுகெதர் ஹாவ் அ கான்ஃபரன்ஸ் ஓகே, கான்ஃபரன்ஸ் அண்ட் தே ஹாவ் அ டயலாக், தே கான்வர்சேஷன். த டயலாக் இஸ் ஆன் ஹூ இஸ் சுப்பீரியர் ஆஃப் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம். ஸோ சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் வில் கிளைம் தட் தே ஆர் சுப்பீரியர், ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன் வில் கிளைம் தட் தே ஆர் சுப்பீரியர். ஸோ பிராணா ஸோ தே ஆல் குவாரலிங் இட் சீம்ஸ் ஓகே, திஸ் ஹேவிங் எ டயலாக் த குவாரலிங் இட் சீம்ஸ். And what happens finally, different Upanishads present differently. And in one Upanishad it is mentioned, in Lord Brahma himself comes as a mediator. Come on, come on, stop your quarrel. Let me tell you who is this. And he explains, and finally uniformly, they all have to accept the exaltedness of the prana. How the superiority of the prana has to be accepted. Just to help us understand how prana is of the exaltedness. Prana enjoys superiority of all those subtle aspects. But for the function of prana, no function, no other function is possible. Nothing can become energetic, no function is possible. Therefore, prana is the superior of all those subtle aspects. Okay, there is prana upasana also. Okay, the prana is... Prana deserves the glorification. It's worth meditating upon prana because relatively, prana enjoys the exaltedness among all those subtle aspects. Just to help us understand how relatively prana is exalted of all the subtle aspects, to show the superiority of the prana, Upanishad presents as though there is a dialogue happening between all of them. And then Brahmaji had to come. And this finally they have to arrive at the conclusion. And prana is the exalted. Is one way. In another way also it is presented. Okay. It seems the sin is presented as the asura. And all the subtle aspects, no, become smitten by the asura in the form of papam. One, what happens when they become smitten, and then eyes do not see only right things, they see wrong things also. That's how all the sense organs, respectively, and also they involve themselves in wrong things. They indulge in wrong things. This is how they all accumulate papam. Mind accumulates papam by thinking wrong things. Now, by doing wrong things, this karmendriyani accumulate papam. This is how, whereas all there's a possibility of karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, accumulating papam, being smitten by the papam, the asura in him of sin. Whereas, no, prana does not become touched by papa. Prana is not touched by papam. Prana just only supplies energy. Okay. Therefore, prana is pure, clean. Therefore also prana is exalted. This is how, I'm going to cut short the story. Okay. This is how the prana stutihi means glorification of prana is mentioned in various Upanishads. As pranastuti, and showing is called this, the statements pertaining to the showing the exaltedness of prana. These statements. And even this pranastuti, the prana samvada, even the method of showing the exaltedness of prana also differs in Upanishads, not the same way. Prana is superior to all those subtle aspects that is shown, but how? Not the same way. In different Upanishads, it's shown differently. That's all. The idea is, even though pranastuti is presented through the dialogue happening between these sense organs, etc., we don't take it seriously. We know all these organs cannot speak. Is it possible for them to have a real dialogue? We don't take it very really seriously. We know what is the tatpariyam. What is the aim of presenting such a story, akhyayika, as though all of them have the dialogue? Idea is, once you understand the fact, relatively prana enjoys exaltedness among all those subtle aspects. That is the fact to be understood. And what is conveyed? Understand the fact through the story, then we, it is not discussed too much about, whether this is real or not. We don't go, get into the such discussion. It is not necessary. In the same way, he says, just as pranastutihi or pranasamvadaha, the mantras, the statements pertaining to, associated with the prana, exalted prana, etc., those are not really, dialogue, etc., is not real. In the same way, the creation, the statements pertaining to creation also are not real. The creation itself is not real. The, what is to be arrived at is the oneness of the reality. What should be taken, the lesson, what should be taken, understood, must be understood. Then we should leave aside the other statements. Okay, that's what he says. Yatha prana samvade vagadi asurapapma asurapapma vedadi akhyayika kalpita. So he says prana samvade. Okay, in Upanishads, in the portions discussing the dialogue happening between all subtle aspects of the prana, Vagadi Asurapapma Vedadi. How Vagadi means the organ of speech and then subtle all karmendriyani. Vagadi means just organ of speech, etc., all subtle organs. Asurapapma Vedadi, that they become smitten by this sin, as demon in the form of asura, then they engage themselves in wrong things, etc. This akhyayika kalpita, the story has been just mentioned there. What is this for? What is the purpose of presenting such a story? He says, prana vaisishtya bodha avataraya. Prana vaishishtya bodha avataraya. Specifically for comprehending, okay, the fact of exaltedness of prana. Specifically for driving home the fact, the superiority, the preeminence of prana, isn't it? The superiority of prana. In the same way, okay, so their idea is, in presenting the story, where there's a dialogue happening between all subtle aspects, is mentioned, with the idea of what? With the idea of showing the exaltedness of the prana. In the same way, the srishti also, all these portions discussing srishti also are presented with the view of showing the oneness of the reality. therefore not for anything else. He says, nasti bhedaha kinchana, therefore there's no difference at all. Even though such example is given, showing this, how this dialogue is not real, etc., still the Purupakshi is not very happy. Tadapi asiddham, tadapi asiddham iti. Tadapi asiddham means what? It is not really satisfying, you know, it's not really satisfying. Why? Because even though you give this example of pranastuti, pranava, samvada, okay, the dialogue happening between these subtle aspects, etc., still creation must be real. Because we're experiencing the duality, isn't it? Somehow he wants to say duality is real. Duality is real means what? The world is real. Plurality is real. That has to be accepted. Therefore, he comes back with the same doubt. Therefore, it is not acceptable. After creation, there is plurality. Before creation, maybe there was oneness. After creation, there must be plurality. Shankaracharya says, nah. Shakha bedeshu. Anyatha anyatha cha pranadi samvada shravanad. He doesn't accept that also. Okay, so he says, Shakha bedeshu means in different Upanishads belonging to the different branches of the different Vedas. Anyatha anyatha pranadi samvada shravanam is there. There is the statements discussing are pertaining to the exaltedness of prana, glorification of prana, and the conversation, the dialogue happening between these things, etc., is heard differently. Even prana samvada, the dialogue of prana with other organs, okay, which is present in Upanishads, is not the same in all the Upanishads. Differently presented. Only in one Upanishad, Brahma comes as a mediator, judge. Only in one Upanishad is mentioned that they all smitten by the asura called sin. No, other Upanishads, they all have simply dialogue. Like differently presented. So, this dialogue of prana happening with other subtle aspects, other organs, etc., which is presented in the Upanishads, is not the same. It differs from Upanishad to Upanishad. Therefore, what? If it is real, then it must be the same everywhere. It must be the presentation of the dialogue pertaining to prana must be the same in all the Upanishads. But it's not the same in all the Upanishads. Do you get the point what I'm saying? What he says, yadi hi samvadaha paramarthaha eva abhut. Yadi hi samvadaha paramarthaha eva abhut. If this dialogue which happened between the organs, karmendyani, anindyani, etc., including the prana, if it was real, ekarupaha eva samvadaha sarvashakasu asroshyata, the same dialogue would have been heard and mentioned in all the Upanishads, the same dialogue. If it was real, the dialogue was real, the same dialogue, the same form of dialogue must have been heard, would have been heard in all the Upanishads. But actually, viruddha aneka prakarena, na asroshyata. it wouldn't have been heard differently in different Upanishads. But how would, they're all not the same. The story, Akhyayika, pertaining to prana, is not presented the same way. If it was real, it must be the same in all the Upanishads. It's not the same. Shuyate too, but what is heard, the dialogue pertaining to prana happened in Upanishads, presented differently. Tasmat, therefore, tadarthyam samvadashrutinam, na tadarthyam samvadashrutinam. Therefore, the commitment of the Shruti is not in the dialogue. Commitment of Shruti is to show the exaltedness of the prana. That's all. Tadarthyam samvada, na tadarthyam samvada shrutinam. All those shrutis pertaining to the dialogue of the sense organs and pranas is not for proving that it happened really, but for showing the exaltedness of the prana. Tatha utpatti vakyani pratyetavyani. In the same way, all these statements pertaining to creation also should be understood in the same way. They were taken as real. Got it now? So even we have so many these Isabel stories, the Panchatantra stories, where animals only talk. And through, we know animals, lion and mouse talking. Animals don't talk. But still through those stories, we teach children the values. The value of truthfulness, value of ahimsa, value of being friendly. We teach different values. We don't really take it seriously. Oh, how can lion talk to mouse? We don't take it seriously. We just ignore all those things. We take the point. The value is taught through such stories. In the same way here also, what exactly should be understood from those discussions? Upanishad statement discussed the Srishti, what is to be arrived at through the discussion? Oneness of the reality. If Upanishad presents statements which pertaining to this, the glorification of prana, or the dialogue happening between the sense organs, etc. What should be taken? Exaltedness of the prana is the relative fact which has to be understood. So what should be taken as real should be taken as real. What should be left aside should be left aside without paying attention to it, without stretching it too much.
Page 419.
Kalpasarga bhedat. Now he has another doubt. Kalpasarga bhedat samvada shruti nam utpatti shruti nam cha pratisargam anyathatvam. Pratisargam anyathatvam. Now he, Purapakshi, somehow wants to say the dialogue happened, the dialogue pertaining to prana which happened in Upanishads are not the same. He is saying correct, not the same, different. And the statements pertaining to creation also, many Upanishads are not the same. He is correct. So he comes to the idea. Now what is that? Every kalpa, the whole universe becomes unmanifest. Okay? Newly, the whole universe becomes manifest. Every time the universe becomes manifest newly, it's a new creation. Every time it becomes newly, what happens now? even though same Veda comes back, still what happens? Sometimes the statements, no, they all differ. They all differ. Kalpa sarga bhedat, due to the difference in the manifestations after the resolution, after the pralaya, after the resolution of the universe, there's difference in creations, manifestations, creations. For him, it's only creation. Okay, this creation, this difference in creations, bhedat, due to the difference in creation after every resolution, samvada shruti nam utpatti shruti nam cha pratisargam anyathatvam. There is, you know, this with reference to these statements pertaining to creation and the statements pertaining to this prana, etc., they become different. Anyathatvam, they have the status of being different from what they were before. Different. Anyathatvam. Therefore, what? Still creation is there. Still creation is real. Still duality is real. So, the statements pertaining to creation, statements pertaining to this prana dialogue, etc., being different, cannot be taken as the criterion for saying that, you know, there's no creation, there's only oneness of the reality. Again, Hirankacharya has to say, no, na, that's not true, okay? Veda Shastram does not change. The Veda comes back, the same Veda comes back, same Upanishads come back, the same dialogues come back in all the Upanishads. And the same difference also comes back. Every time the creation happens. If at all we think, okay, when the Kalpa changes, every resolution, the creation changes. Even if we say creation changes, even if we take it, okay. In every creation also, even the statements also differ. Upanishad to Upanishad also. Still he says, what is the purpose? Okay. What purpose do they serve? That we have to see. We have to analyze these statements from the standpoint of the purpose. What do the statements pertaining to creation serve? What purpose do they serve? What are they for? What is creation discussed for? What is this dialogue happened between these organs and prana happened for? What is this for? What is this for? The purpose has to be understood. He says, Nishprayojanatvat. They do not have any purpose. But there's only one purpose. Okay? Yathokta buddhyavatara prayojana vyatirekena. Buddhi avatara prayojana vyatirekena. There's only one purpose. Other than contributing for the clear understanding of the fact of oneness of reality, there's no other purpose. As there is no other purpose than the one and the only purpose of helping us understand the oneness of the reality. This is the only purpose. Is there any other purpose? We can analyze and think. Tell me, what is the purpose? No other purpose. Nahi anya prayojanavattvam. Nahi anya prayojanavattvam. சம்வாத உற்பத்தி ஸ்ருதி நாம் சக்கியம் கல்பயித்தும். இட் இஸ் நாட் அட் ஆல் பாசிபிள் டு திங்க் ஆஃப் எனி அதர் பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் பர்டனிங் டு தி டயலாக் ஆஃப் பிராணா அதர் ஆர்கன்ஸ் அண்ட் தி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் பர்டனிங் டு கிரியேஷன். அந்நத் பிரயோஜனவத்தும் சம்வாத உற்பத்தி ஸ்ருதி நாம் கல்பயித்தும் ந சக்கியம். சம்வாத உற்பத்தி ஸ்ருதி நாம் பிரயோஜனவற்றம் அந்நத் பிரயோஜனவற்றம் கல்பயித்தும் ந சக்கியம். இட் இஸ் நாட் அட் ஆல் பாசிபிள் டு இமேஜின் டு திங்க் ஆஃப் எனி அதர் பெனிஃபிட் எனி பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் பர்டனிங் டு தி கிரியேஷன் பர்டனிங் டு யூனோ the dialogue of organs with the prana. Tathatva pratipattaye, now he again he has a small doubt, okay. Tathatva pratipattaye dhyanartham iti chet. Now Purupakshi says again, no, it's another purpose. When Shankaracharya says there's no purpose, the statements pertaining to creation and the Vedic statements pertaining to this dialogue of prana, etc. So no purpose other than, you know, helping us understand the oneness of the reality. And he says, no, there's other purpose. He says, tathatva pratipattaye. Tathatva pratipattihi means attainment of the status of being one with the Hiranyagarbha. Okay? Tathatva pratipattihi. Tathatva pratipattihi means if pratipattaye dhyanartham. No, these two statements, he says, the statements, because pranastuti, the glorification of prana is for encouraging the meditation upon prana. Glorification of prana is for encouraging meditation upon prana. Only if prana is glorified, is exalted, we'll be interested in meditating upon prana. So for the purpose of encouraging, for meditation upon prana, glorification of prana is there. And the meditation is for the attainment of oneness with Hiranyagarbha. Tathatva pratipattaye, for the attainment of oneness with Hiranyagarbha, to go to Brahmaloka, etc. And meditation must be practiced. So, there is a purpose. Don't say there is no other purpose. Dhyanartham, this exaltedness of prana is the whole discussion. Shruti statements pertaining to the prana dialogue is for showing the exaltedness of pranas, okay. But for the purpose of meditation, ultimate attainment of oneness with Hiranyagarbha. And he says, now he wants to end the conversation, okay. He says, கலக உற்பத்தி பிரளயானாம் பிரதிபத்தேகே அனிஷ்டத்வாத். கம் ஆன், வாட் ஆர் யூ சேயிங்? கலகா, குவாரல், உற்பத்தி, பீங் த பர்த் அண்ட் பிரளயா, டெத், ரெசல்யூஷன், ஆல் தீஸ் அட்டைன்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் ரியலி இஸ் நாட் டிசைரபிள். அனிஷ்டத்வாத். சே, desire, the quarrel does not have the status of being desirable. Even utpatti pralaya, okay, birth and death do not have the status of being desirable. Therefore, tasmat utpattyadi shrutayaha, utpattyadi shrutayaha, these statements pertaining to creation, etc., ஆத்ம ஏகத்துவ புத்தி அவதாராய ஏவ ஆத்ம புத்தி ஆத்ம ஏகத்துவ புத்தி அவதாராய ஏவ. Okay, this all these statements pertaining to creation etc are specifically for helping us arrive at the oneness of reality only. Na anyarthaha, not for anything else. So anyarthaha kalpiktu muktaha yuktaha means what? It is not at all appropriate to think of any other purpose. It is not appropriate to think of any other purpose. So definitely, all these Vedic statements pertaining to creation are meant for helping us comprehend the oneness of the Atma. Atma ekatta buddhi avataraya eva na anyarthaha kalpayatam yuktaha. Therefore, what? Ataha nasti utpatyadikritaha bhedaha kathanchana. Utpatyadikritaha bhedaha kathanchana nasti. Therefore, definitely there is no difference at all caused by creation. Definitely there's no creation, there's no difference at all caused by creation. There's no difference when you say, there's no difference, there's no plurality, there's no duality, there's no real universe, okay? There's no creation, there's no destruction. They're all seemingly real, but not absolutely real. Yadi paraha eva atma. Okay, with this, the 15th karika is over. We are entering into 16th karika. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the 16th karika. Yadi paraha eva atma, para eva atma nitya shuddha buddha mukta svabhavaha ekaha paramarthaha san paramarthasan ஏகமேவாத்விதீயம் இத்யாதி ஸ்ருதிபியஹ அசத் அன்யத் கிமர்த்தாயம் உபாசனா உபதிஷ்டா. Okay, let me tell you here. Now here Sankara Bhagavatpada quotes some mantras. Mantra from Chandogya Upanishad, and he states, it is a Pura Pakshi has this doubt. Paraha eva atma. Atma is, you know, the exalted, the absolute reality. And his atma is one, ekaha. Atma is nitya shuddha buddha mukta svabhavaha. This exalted reality atma is one, which is ever of the nature of pure, timeless, free, pure consciousness. Nitya, timeless, mukta, free, which is ever of the nature of timeless, pure consciousness. Free. It's of the nature of free, freedom also. Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Subhavaha Ekaha. And his Atma Paramarthaha San. And being the absolutely real, Ekameva Advitiyam. Being the absolute, it is one and secondless. If absolute, being absolute, ஏகஹா பரமார்த்தஹாசன், being the absolute, one and secondless. இத்தியாதி ஸ்ருதிப்யஹா, we understand. அன்யத் அசத் அன்யத் அசத் அந்யத், அதர் தேன் திஸ் ஆத்மா, அந்யத்து அசத்து. See the word there, as அந்யத் அசத், அதர் தேன் திஸ் ஆத்மா விச் இஸ் அப்சல்யூட்லி ரியல், விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், எவர் பியூர் ஃப்ரீ கான்சியஸ்னஸ், டைம்லெஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ். அதர் தேன் திஸ் அந்யத் அசத், எவ்ரி திங் அதர் தேன் இஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் வாட், மித்யா, அசத். Then it is said, Atmava are drashtavyaha. Atma is something to be dwelt upon. He gives many examples. Having said that, Yaha Atma apahata papma. Atmava are drashti. Is this exalted Atma should be discovered. Drashtavyaha. அபகத பாப்மா, ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் இம்பியூரிட்டிஸ், சின்ஸ். திஸ் ஆல்சோ செட், திஸ் இஸ் செட். தென் சகிருத்தம் குர்வீத்த, சகிருத்தம் குர்வீத்த ஆத்மா இத்தேவ உபாசீத, ஆத்மா இத்தேவ உபாசீத, one should meditate upon this as atma only, ityadi shrutibhyah. From all, okay, such statements are mentioned in the gyanakanda. Then karmaani cha agnihotraadini, the same Veda also prescribes the rituals such as agnihotram etc. must be performed. These are various statements. Only last statement he says, அக்னிஹோத்ராதீனி கர்மாணிச்ச, the rituals such as அக்னிஹோத்ராணி must be performed. This also has been prescribed in the Veda. But that's only last sentence. But the rest of the sentences are from Upanishads. Saying, all these are mentioned, and he says, கிமர்த்தா இயம் உபாசனா உபதிஷ்டா. இயம் உபாசனா, திஸ் மெடிடேஷன், ஆத்மாவா அரே திரஷ்டவ்யா, ஹேவிங் டாக்ட் அபவுட் தி ஆத்மா அஸ் சச், அஸ் அஸ் வாட், ஆத்மா இஸ் ஒன், ஆத்மா இஸ் செகண்ட்லெஸ், ஏகமேவ அத்வித்தீயம், நித்ய சுத்த புத்த முக்த சுபாவா, ஆத்மா இஸ் எவர் ஆஃப் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் டைம்லெஸ்னஸ், எவர் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் கான்சியஸ்னஸ், இட்ஸ் எவர் ஆஃப் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ஃப்ரீடம் எக்ஸெட்ரா, ஹேவிங் டாக்ட் அபவுட் இட், அண்ட் பரமார்த்தஹாசன் பீங் இட் அப்சார்ப் absolute, and this atma must be inquired into, drashtavya. Atma must be, that is atma, and which is free from all sins etc., this atma must be dwelt upon, which means he says, kimartha iyam upasana upadishta. Iyam upasana, okay, he says, this having said that, this atma should be meditated upon, is mentioned here. The way he says, what is this upasanam prescribed for? Mention. Kimartha yam upasana upadishta. What is this meditation prescribed, mentioned for? What he means is, okay, when it is said, see, Atmava Are Drashtavyaha, very important lesson, listen to me carefully. Atmava Are Drashtavyaha means what? Atma is something to be inquired into. Okay? See, Nididhyasanam, Nirguna Brahma Upasanam, are inquiring into the nature of the Atma. May you anchor into the nature of the Atma. Atmava Are Drashtavyaha means, may one and one should anchor into the nature of the Atma. As that which is of this nature, how Atma is one, how Atma is timeless, how Atma is pure consciousness, how Atma is ever free, this nature of the Atma revealed by the Shastra's words must be anchored into. But he takes that enquiry into the nature of the Atma as Upasanam. Enquiry into the nature of the Atma is taken to be Upasanam by this Purapakshi. He says what? There is meditator, meditated difference. What is this meditation now taught for? Okay, the meditation is taught means there is meditator, meditated difference. The duality is still there. What is this meditation taught for? Kimartha iyam upasana upadishta. Kimartha iyam upasana upadishta. And for which he also quotes in support of what he wants to say. Okay. What is this meditation taught for? Atma itteva upasita. May one meditate upon this as Atma. Ityadi shrutibhyaha. And having said all these statements, he also says one sentence is what? Karmanicha agnihotradini. And rituals also have been prescribed in the Karma Kanda, such as agnihotradini, agnihotram, etc. They also must be performed. And what is Upasana meditation for? And meditation also involves duality. He says only that much. Okay, implying there is meditator, meditated difference. He mistakes the vichara, Atma Swarupa vichara, to be At Upasanam. Understand? See, first one has to inquire into the nature of the Atma, and having understood the nature, ascertained the nature of the Atma, then one has to dwell upon the nature of the Atma. After inquiry, after having understood the nature of the Atma, you can dwell upon the nature of the Atma, which is then contemplation. Isn't it? So inquiry presupposes what? The meditation presupposes, Nirguna Brahma Upasam presupposes vichara, enquiry. That enquiry he mentions here, Atmava Are Drashtavyaha, Vashrotavyaha, Drashtavyaha, Mantavyaha, we are going to see later on all those things. But he mentions those things and he somehow wants to say, what is this meditation for? What is the meditation taught for? Which means there is duality. He implies that. And still there's a difference in teachings also, isn't it? Here, non-duality is taught in the Jnanakanda and duality is not taught. Duality mentioned in the Karma Upasana Kandas. Therefore, he mentions presences. Get doubt. Now he is going to say, Shankaracharya says, Shrunu Tatra Karanam. Come on, listen to this teaching. And here, let me give you the reason why the enquiry into the nature of the Atma is mentioned in the Jnana Kanda. Why rituals are prescribed in the Karma Kanda. Why there is teaching, isn't it? Atma Swarupa Vicharaha, enquiry into the nature of the Atma. Having talked about the nature of the Atma, as Atma is one, Atma is timeless, Atma is conscious, the nature of consciousness, Atma is ever free, etc. Having mentioned the nature of the Atma, of course Upanishads do say that Atma, nature of the Atma should be inquired into. At the same time, the Veda in the Karma Upasana Khandas of course prescribes rituals such as Agnihotram, etc. No doubt. There is prescription of rituals. There is prescription of meditation in Karma Upasana Khandas. There is also enquiry into the nature of the Atma recommended in the Jnana Kanda. No doubt. What is the difference? Why it is taught? Listen to it. He says, listen to me. Let me give you the reason for this teaching. Shrunu tatra karanam ashramas trividha heena madhyamotkrishta drishtayah heena madhyamotkrishta drishtayah ashramas trividha heena madhyama utkrishta heena madhyamotkrishta drishtayah heena madhyamotkrishta drishtayah heena madhyamotkrishta drishtayah upasana upasanopadishteyam upadishteyam tadartham anukampaya ashramaha trividhaha means people of different stages in life are three types. People of different stages in life are three types. People of different ashramas. Here, the word ashramaha does not mean the stage of life. It means the people of different stages of life. Trividhaha ashramaha. There are three types of people of three different stages in life. And people of three different stages are also of blessed with or endowed with three different levels of intellectual capability, intellectual capacity. So none is superior, none is inferior. Okay, people who are of inferior intellectual capacity will become later on people of exalted intellectual capacity. People who are of very high intellectual capacity must have been once upon a time people of inferior intellectual capacity. Therefore, he says, ashramaha trividhaha, the three people of three different stages. Trividhaha. And who are they? You should not take the word ashramaha as hermitage. Don't take the word ashramaha as even the stage of life, but the people of different stages. And who are they? Heena madhyama utkrishta drishtayaha. See, heena drishtayaha. Heena drishtayaha means people of inferior intellectual capability. Madhyama drishtayaha, people of middle intellectual capability. Utkrishta drishtayaha, people of exalted inferior capability. Heena madhyama utkrishta drishtayaha. Heena drishtayaha, madhyama drishtayaha, utkrishta drishtayaha. We can say immature, mature, more mature. People who are of limited maturity, less maturity, limited maturity, okay, adequate maturity, more maturity, like that we can say. People of various intellectual capabilities. There are three types. Therefore, tadartham, tadartham means what? For the sake of those people of different intellectual capabilities. Yam upasana upadishta. This enquiry into the nature of the Atma has been prescribed, taught for the sake of those people. Yam upasana upadishta yam. Yam upasana upadishta. Upasana here is mentioned as a feminine gender word. Not upasanam. See, upasanam is a neuter gender word. Upasana, feminine gender word. Same meaning anyway. Yam upasana upadishta. Tadartham. Means for the sake of those people. How anukampaya, with compassion. Okay, anukampaya. Anukampaya, out of compassion, it has been prescribed. The literal meaning of the verse. Now, Shankaracharya makes it very clear. Ashramaha. Ashramaha means what? Ashraminaha. The word ashramaha should be understood as ashraminaha. Ashrami, ashramaha, the stage. Ashrami, the person of the stage. Ashraminaha means the people of different ashramas. So people adhere to those ashramas. Then adhikritaha. Adhikritaha means people who are eligible to understand the teaching and to follow, to implement the teaching in their lives. Adhikritaha. People who are eligible to understand and implement the understanding in the life are adhikritaha, eligible people. Then varninaha. No, not only people of different stages, people of different classes. Varninaha. Different classes means what? People who are divided into different classes as people of, in keeping with the predominance of gunas. In keeping the predominance of gunas, the inclinations of people differ. In keeping the difference in the inclinations, the choice of actions will be. In keeping the choice of actions, they are divided into three classes. As what? Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Vaishyaha, Shudraha, etc. So, people of various different classes, Varninaha. Then Margagaha. Margagaha means people who are given to this way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Margagaha. People who are given to this way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Margagaha. Those people. All of them. They are Trividaha. They are three types. Now he says, people of all three ashramas, and people of all varnas, and people who are eligible to, who are capable of understanding the way of the Shastra teaching, and who are capable of implementing the teaching also in their lives, and people who are given to this way of life enjoined by this Shastram. These people are of three types. These people are blessed, endowed with different intellectual capacity. And those people are meant by the word ஆஷ்ரமாக. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஆஷ்ரமாக மீன்ஸ் பீப்புள் ஹியர். ஸோ இட் இஸ் ஆஷ்ரம சப்தஸ்ய பிரதர்ஷனார்த்தத்வாத், ஆஷ்ரம சப்தஸ்ய பிரதர்ஷனார்த்தத்வாத் த்ரிவிதாக. தீஸ் ஆர் த பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் மென்ட் பை த வேர்ட் ஆஷ்ரமாக. Not just the people of different stages alone, people of different stages, different varnas, and people who are capable of understanding the teaching and implementing the teaching in their lives, and people who are given to this way of life enjoined by the Shastra. All these people are mentioned here, but people are of the different intellectual capacities. They are meant by this word ashrama. Okay. Now, katham. How they are three types? Why they are said to be three? His katham. How? Heena madhyama utkrishta drishtayaha. The three types of people mentioned are heena madhyama utkrishta drishtayaha. Already we have understood here. People who are of, whose intellectual capacity is very limited, and people who have better intellectual capacity, and people who have very good, best intellectual capacity. People are of different categories. Now, heenaha, now he explains, heenaha means what? Nikrishtaha. Nikrishtaha. People whose intellectual capacity is very, very limited, they are nikrishtaha. People of inferior intellectual capacity. Nikrishtaha. Madhyamaha. Madhyamaha doesn't say anything. Madhyamaha, people who are of some standard, okay, intellectual capacity. Utkrishtaha. Then, utkrishtaha cha drishtihi. Drishtihi means what? Darshana samarthyam. See, beautiful, you know, the word drishtihi means darshana samarthyam. The word drishtihi literally means sight, vision. Okay. But here, the word drishtihi means darshana samarthyam, means intellectual capacity, understanding capacity. Comprehensive power. Okay. So, yesham te. So, people who are of this inferior, limited, and, you know, middle and high intellectual capacities alone are said to be manda, madhyama, uttama, buddhi, samarthya, upetaha. Buddhi Samarthyam is equal to Drishtihi. Intellectual capacity. So people are of these three types of intellectual capacity as Heena, Madhyama, Utkrishta, Buddhi, Samarthya, Upetaha. People who are endowed with these three levels of people who are endowed with three levels of intellectual capacity are meant by the word ashramaha. Okay. So what? Because people are of these three types of intellectual capacity, Shastram also has to prescribe what is easy and possible for them to practice so that they can uplift themselves. All of them, heenaha, have to become uttamadrishtayaha. Madhyamaha have to become uttamadrishtayaha. And all of them have to finally what? Finally all human beings, whatever is the intellectual capacity, they have to become, they can't afford to be people of inferior capacity. People who are of inferior intellectual capacity should become people of exalted intellectual capacity. All of them have to progress. All of them have to finally have the vision of the oneness of reality. So here Shastram points out this vision of oneness of reality, presupposes having adequate intellectual sharpness, which is possible only if a person has emotional stability also, for which one has to live one's life a certain way. Therefore, Shastram, keeping in mind the well-being, ultimate wellness of the person, well-being of the person, how even ordinary person also, the person of very little, very limited intellectual capacity also one day has to accomplish this vision of oneness of reality. So he has to progress. So thinking of the well-being, the progress in the mind, out of compassion for all these people, Shastram prescribes. Okay? This enquiry into the nature of reality. Not only enquiry into the nature of reality, Shastram also prescribes, in Karma Kanda, Shastram prescribes rituals and emphasizes one's nityanaimittika karmas. And Shastram also prescribes the discipline of meditation. So, the whole Shastram in three sections prescribes appropriate disciplines to be practiced by people of different intellectual capacities to progress for their own upliftment. So, you can say Karma Yoga is the discipline prescribed in the Karma Kanda. You can say, whether you talk about all forms of activities, Nitya Karma, Naimittikam Karma, regular prohibited, okay, Kamya Karma, it includes what? The mundane activities, also religious activities, secular, sacred, all activities, duties mentioned in the Karma Kanda. Even though Karma Kanda prescribes rituals, Karma Kanda also emphasizes Nityanaimittika Karmas. Your mundane activities also are implied there. All these are prescribed there, mentioned, and it is taught how they should be performed so that they become converted into a preparatory discipline. They contribute for intellectual sharpness. Therefore, Karma Yoga is a discipline prescribed in the Karma Kanda, and meditation is a discipline prescribed in the Upasana Kanda, and finally, Jnana Kanda, the discipline of Jnana Yoga is also prescribed. So the first two disciplines are for this Hina Madhyamaha, to become Utkrishta Buddhayaha. Discipline of Karma Yoga and discipline of Upasana is for preparing the people of inferior and middle intellectual capacities into people of exalted intellectual capacity. Then the Jnana Yoga, discipline of Jnana Yoga is prescribed, which involves one has to go through Shravanam, then Mananam, then naturally it should culminate in Nididhyasanam, which should finally culminate in the vision of, ascertained vision of oneness of reality. Therefore, out of compassion for all these people, for their progress, okay, all of them should have this vision of the non-duality of the reality, Veda Shastram prescribes different disciplines for people of different intellectual capabilities. Nowhere Shastram says that Hina Drishtayaha are inferior. No. Nobody is inferior, nobody is superior. Okay. Whoever is inferior intellectually, in terms of intellectual capacity, will become intellectually superior in terms of intellectual capacity. Will become, if they follow these disciplines. And people who are of very high intellectual capacity also must have been people of inferior intellectual capacity. So there's nobody is superior, nobody is inferior here. It's all for the gradual, steady progress. Okay? That is why Veda is called Shruti Mata, mother. ஓகே. உபாசனா உபதிஷ்டா இயம், பேஜ் நம்பர் 421. காட் இட். இயம் உபாசனா உபதிஷ்டா, திஸ் என்கொயரி இன்டு தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி செல்ஃப் ஹாஸ் பீன் பிரிஸ்கிரைப்ட் டாட் பதிஷாஸ்திரம் ததர்த்தம். ததர்த்தம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப் தோஸ் பீப்புள், ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப் தோஸ் பீப்புள், பீப்புள் ஆஃப் த்ரீ ஆஷ்ரமஸ். இட் இஸ் மந்த மத்தியம, மந்த மத்தியம திருஷ்டி ஆசிரமாதியர்த்தம், மந்த மத்தியமாதி ஆசிரமாதியர்த்தம் கர்மாணி இஸ் ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப் தோஸ் பீப்புள். ஓகே, மந்த ஹீ சேஸ் நவ் ஹி எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் வெரி கிளியர்லி, மந்த மத்தியம திருஷ்டி ஆசிரமாதி அர்த்தம், ஆசிரமாதி அர்த்தம் கர்மாணிச்ச. For the people of very low intellectual capacity, also for people of little middle intellectual capacity, for them karmani, shastram has prescribed also karmani. Nacha atma ekah eva advitiyah iti. நிச்சித உத்தம திருஷ்டியர்த்தம். சோ கர்மாணி ச, ஈவன் கர்மாணி ஹாவ் பின், ஆல் தி ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் ஹாவ் பின் பிரஸ்கிரைப்ட், தி ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் ஹாவ் பின் என்கரேஜ்ட் ஆல்சோ, ஓன்லி ஃபார் தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஆஃப் லிமிட்டெட் இன்டலெக்சுவல் கெப்பாசிட்டி, ஹூ பிலாங் டு திஸ் தி லோவர் அண்ட் மிடில் கெப்பாசிட்டிஸ். Whereas atma ekaha eva advitiyaha iti, the person iti nischita uttama drishtyartham na, rituals are not prescribed for the sake of the person who has a clear ascertained, who has his exalted intellectual capacity, thereby who also has the clear ascertained vision of the oneness of the atma. Atma is one, secondless. ஆத்மா ஏகஹ ஏவ அத்வித்தியஹ, ஆத்மா இஸ் ஒன்லி ஒன், ஆத்மா இஸ் செகண்ட்லெஸ். தஸ் நிச்சித உத்தம திருஷ்டியர்த்தம், த பர்சன் ஹூ ஹாஸ் இஸ் கிளியர் அசிஸ்டைண்ட், ஹூ இஸ் அ ஹை, ஹூ இஸ் அண்டட் வித் ஹையஸ்ட் இன்டலெக்சுவல் கெப்பாசிட்டி, தர்பை ஹூ இஸ் கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் திஸ் விஷன், ஃபார் ஹிம் கர்மாணி ந கர்மாணி. For what? Karmanicha, karma, rituals have been prescribed by whom? Dayaluna Vedena. Vedaha is a bit Dayaluhu. Okay? Dayaluna Vedena, by Veda, okay, with Ved Shastram, Dayalu also means compassion, by compassionate Veda. By compassionate Veda, out of kindness, out of compassion, anukampaya, dayaluna vedena, by highly compassionate Veda Shastram, anukampaya, out of its compassion, out of kindness, sanmargagaha santaha. Say, it is said, by all the people remaining as the people following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, kathamiva, somehow uttamam ekatva drishtim prapnuyuhu, this most exalted vision of the oneness of reality, may all these people attain. Somehow these people should attain. Sanmargagaha santaha, okay, remaining as the ones who are following the Vedic, the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, kathamiva somehow, uttamam ekattva drishtim prapnuyuhu. The prapnuyuhu has two meanings, okay? May all these people attain that, you know, this exalted vision of the oneness of reality. One meaning. May all. All people will attain oneness of the vision of the oneness of reality. Understand? With this intention, it is the intention of the Veda Shastra. With this intention, may all these people somehow attain this exalted vision of the oneness of reality sometime or the other. This intention. And how can they attain? San margagaha santaha. Remaining as the ones who are given to this way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Following this way of life. This intention, out of compassion, was highly compassionate, whether out of kindness. Karmani, rituals also have been prescribed. This enquiry into the nature of the Atma also has been taught, prescribed. Why? There's a difference, isn't it? Even though he doesn't make it very clear, I will tell you tomorrow, I mean next class. Then he says, Yan manasana manute. And what is that Atma? He says, Shankaracharya says, Yan manasana manute. Yena ahur manaha matam. It's a quote from Kena Upanishad. He says, Tadeva Brahma. You know, in Kena Upanishad, here's a mantra which states, here, Brahman, absolute reality, Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Not an object of knowledge. Okay? Therefore, what? It is not something which is arrived through the mind, but it is, Brahman is that because of which mind becomes known. Brahman, this absolute reality, is not that which is known through the mind, known as object of thought, but it is that because of which mind becomes known. That which knows the mind is Brahma. That which is not known by the mind, that which knows the mind is Brahma. Tvam vidhi, understand that to be Brahman. Na idam yad idam upasate, not anything that you meditate upon as Brahma. He mentions this for what? He also says, tattvamasi, and that Brahma, that Atma, ekameva, that only secondless Atma is you yourself. Atma eva idam sarvam. So other statements here which reveal the fact all that is here is only Atma. Ityadi shrutibhyaha. So Upanishad, all that is here is only Brahma. Upanishad says there are so many statements like this in the Upanishads, which means definitely there is difference in teaching. Veda as a pramana grantaha, the ultimate aim of the Veda has ultimate aim is what? Giving the vision of the oneness of reality. Non-duality of the reality. But for which the people are not really eligible to grasp the teaching, to understand the teaching, to ascertain the teaching. Is it? People need to be mentally prepared. Even though all are capable, but still they have to develop their capability. Therefore, how they can be prepared, how they can become eligible, in order to help them to become capable of understanding, ascertaining, Upanishad prescribes karma as a discipline in terms of karma yoga in the karma kanda. The same Veda Shastra prescribes Upasana, meditation as a discipline. Okay? In Upasana Kanda. And only in Jnana Kanda, Jnana, okay, Jnana Yoga prescribes Jnana Yoga as a discipline involving three steps, Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam. Okay? All these are for whom? For Madhya, Hina, Madhyama, Adhikaris. If a person has gone through all these disciplines, then when he has Ekaheva Atma, Advitiyaha, is only Atma, secondless Atma, when a person has a clear understanding, ascertained vision, okay, for him, that is the aim, isn't it? Not for him, rituals are not there. Rituals are, I mean, people are of different types, different intellectual capacities, therefore Shastram also prescribes different disciplines. Is for them. All these are not for the one who has already ascertained the vision. The beautiful thing is, somehow all these people should become, may become, somehow will become the people of the ascertained vision of the oneness of reality. With this intention, out of tremendous compassion, kindly Veda prescribes these disciplines. This is the reason why Veda Shastram prescribes different disciplines. The disciplines involving accepting duality and later on in teaching negating duality also. So we'll come back and see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate.